Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The ultimate football team.
The ultimate football show.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Hour
on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most comprehensive, in-depth presentation anywhere concerning fantasy football. The Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Window dealer, by Moxie Soda, by Gould's Distinctive Clothing, and by Atlantic Power Cleaning. The fun and games starts now.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson.
All right, good morning, everybody. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson here at WEEI, the Fantasy Football Hour, Week 1, NFL Sunday. I'm excited, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Getting ready to fire it up for 1 o'clock. I am excited. So let's dive in. Lots to talk about.
Okay.
And, I was going to just kind of kick things off with a little bit of injury stuff. Let me find my
Let's do it.
Let me find my glasses. This is my new burden here after many years in this broadcast booth doing this show. But now I've got them and I'm ready to roll. So just catching people up in terms of who not to play and who maybe to expect to play as we start the show off. We'll dive into kind of the key plays that we like at quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, defense. Get you set up. We'll talk a little Pats. Gonna have a fun show. But we'll start out with who isn't playing today so you can get your rosters clean. If you have questions as they come in through the show, bring them in to 37937. Text them in, and Pete and I will hit as many as we can throughout the show. Probably do a lightning round at the end. Let's see. Who's out? Deshaun Watson, no shock there. Jamison Crowder in Jetsland, Pete, he's on the COVID-19 list. He will not play. Curious if there might be some close contact situations there.
That's big news.
That is big news.
We can get to that. Yep. We can get to why that's big news later.
Yep. Evan Engram, tight end for the Giants. No surprise there. He's been wasn't doing a whole lot in preseason, so he will not play today. And Tre'Quan Smith, who is...
He's injured both physically and emotionally.
Yeah, he is. He sure is. And then Tre'Quan with the Saints, who people have been looking for a long time to emerge as like a wide receiver too there for them. It hasn't happened, and he's out today too. So that's going to...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either. And if it was ever going to happen, right, it's not going to happen today. So
I mean, I like Tre'Quan fine, but Callaway has clearly jumped him. It's clear.
Yeah, no question. No question. And then just some kind
of... By the way, Callaway's really cheap. We'll talk about him later.
All right, sounds good. Expected to go. Austin Eckler, he was kind of wishy-washy this week in terms of the news. Eckler should play as the Chargers take on the football team. Saquon's cleared to play. All right, back to the Giants. So Eckler's out. Saquon's cleared to play. I think you can safely play him. I mean, if you took him in the first round. So fire him up. It would be my advice.
I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't be playing him. I mean, you certainly can't count on like a 90% snap share like you would normally get. Right. So, I mean, your odds on a monster game out of Saquon are lower than normal based on workload. And the matchup is tough. But, yeah, I mean, he's still a first running back to me.
100%.
And I was sort of surprised. Roto World almost talks like, well, if you have to play Barkley, go ahead and play him. It's like,
I saw that last night. You know, we've talked
It's so funny how sometimes they sort of sneak their opinions in there. It's like, hey, if you don't think he's a good play, say it. But like, I don't know. He's Saquon Barkley. I have to admit, so many people have just like, have we forgotten how good this guy is?
Yeah, well, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
I think some people have.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, there's a lot of players out there that people just forget about because they get injured. You know, Saquon would be one. Cortland Sutton would be another. Like, there's, you know, Hollywood Brown. There are good guys out there that you could get and play. Yeah. They're not the shiny object, you know?
Yeah, those other guys are nice hack, but, like, Barkley's the most talented
stud
player in
our
game.
100%.
I mean, he's the most talented player in our game, period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I understand the whole thing with the Giants being an ugly team. They're boring. They're easy to dislike. But, you know, Barkley put most of his numbers up playing for a pretty boring team. So, you know, we'll see. I definitely think you play him for the talent this week.
No doubt.
Unless you are really blanking loaded at running back.
But the thing I wanted to get to, we just back to Roto-Rooter really quick.
Yeah.
I can always tell when people follow me on Twitter and they ask questions, I can always tell if they've been fed something like a little bit passive-aggressive from Roto-World. Like, I got a question the other day. It's like, should I play Saquon Barkley or some, like, you know, guy should be like way down in your roster. I'm like, dude, play Barkley. Like, don't buy, you know, you got to play him. So anyway, before we get a little further, I want to do a sponsor read and thank some people for sponsoring the show. This hour is brought to you by Union Farm Equipment in Union, Maine, and Anderson Windows and Doors, and your local Anderson Windows dealer, Koopman Lumber. So thanks to those guys. Thank you very much for doing that. You know, so back to it. So Saquon is cleared to play. You know, tap the brakes a little bit in terms of excitement, but he'll be out there and you should fire him up.
Yeah, I mean, like, DFS wise, I think, you know, you sneak him in a long field tournament. I wouldn't necessarily be playing him in cash or short field tournaments, but certainly he's worth a look if you're playing a lot of entries and you want to get exposure to some high upside guys. But the thing about Barkley is, you know, he's not exactly priced as the bargain you would think. He's 7,800. Yeah. So you know, if they had priced him down for the situation, I would say, yeah, take a chance with Saquon, save a little cash. You never know.
100%.
But yeah, in DFS, probably he's a long shot to find his way into my lineups. Sorry to
that's okay.
Ramble there.
Yeah, but in redraft, fire him up is basically the point there.
Yeah.
The Colts and Seahawks game, that's kind of an interesting one. I don't want to play Carson Wentz, but I am interested to watch him and see kind of what that looks like in Indianapolis
because sure.
I love their weapons. But he's expected to go. Joe Burrow, another injury guy coming back from last year's heinous and unfortunate injury, is back, and he's going against the Vikings. He is expected to play. And Noah Fant in that same Giants-Denver game is expected to play. He had a little dinged up in the last preseason game, and he is good to go. So that's about a wrap. Oh, the other one I wanted to mention is Odell Beckham Jr. I saw that this morning. He looks – I've gotten mixed reviews on him, Pete. I don't know what you've seen, but I saw he was expected to play.
None of us have seen anything. He hasn't played.
No, no, so. I mean just like in terms of news. Yeah, in terms of news, I meant.
He's going to play. Beckham's going
to
play.
I heard he's going to take a little while. They're going to kind of watch him in pregame warmups to see how he looks.
He's going to play. If he gets deactivated, he gets deactivated. If you're planning on playing Beckham, pay attention to it. But I think he's going to play. I think the guy we need to mention is Tyson Williams from the Ravens. That's a big one.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be their lead running back because every other running back they had on their team is dead.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a big deal.
I don't know if they're hitting too hard in practice or what their thing is, but to lose three running backs in 3 weeks is pretty odd, to say the least.
They lost two running backs in like 2 days at one point. But they also lost one of their defensive players on the previous play. They had two ACLs in like 5 minutes on their practice field. So that's some really insanely tough luck.
And they lost their cornerback.
So yeah,
they lost a good cornerback too.
That's who I'm talking about. Yeah, Peters. So yeah, just, you know, if for some reason you've been living under a cave, be careful with your Ravens running backs. And Gus Edwards is now a dead soldier for fantasy, which
he's
sucks.
He's gone, though. Yeah, but Tyson Williams might be something. They signed a bunch of guys there, that Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell and a whole bunch of people.
Right.
But Tyson, at least for this week, is the guy to look at.
Yeah. Lat Murray at some point could maybe do something, but he didn't look great to me last year, so I don't know why he would look better this year. But we'll see. I mean, they're desperate. Someone's going to touch the ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. Let's move on.
Yeah. So that's really it in terms of kind of updates in terms of who's expected, who isn't, that should really make a – I guess you could probably factor in the Bears and Rams game. Darnell Mooney is likely to play. He's an interesting player, you know, for the season. I don't love the matchup tonight, but you know, he should play. And that's really a wrap on that. So let's get into some guys who you should play versus who's expected to play and who isn't going to play.
Just before we get into the whole fantasy thing, you want to take a minute and then just talk Pats? It's opening day.
Yeah.
They are favored.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're a Patriots guy, Jimmy.
Yeah, so. I'm excited, and you know, I think the entire region is ready and excited to watch Mac Jones and just turn the page, you know. And I'm excited to see how it operates. I think we know.
I was a little like, did Brady have to look so good?
He looked honestly. I think Chris Collinsworth took the words out of my mouth. Is he getting better?
Man.
Like, I'm like, he actually
looked great. I don't know about that. I think that was. That was Collinsworth just being Collinsworth.
No, it's hyperbole, but he did look great.
Big time. Yeah. It's big time hyperbole. But look, here's the thing. just real quick, the thing that just, and I mean, for me, I root against Tom Brady, so this bummed me out.
I don't.
But he was moving better than last year. And because we talked a lot last year. I'm like, he is just not looking good to me at all. I was really open about it last year. I thought Brady looked awful a lot of the year. Now he's Tom Brady and his weapons are through the roof. So he generally finds a way, but it looked ugly a lot of the time.
First half of the ugly. Year, it did. Yeah, first half of the year, especially in the big games on Thursday night, Sunday night.
Jimmy, I thought it looked ugly all the way through, to be honest. Now, the team got better, and he learned the offense, and Arians learned, okay, here's how I want to work Tom within this offense and all that stuff. The team got better and better and better. Gronk got better and better and better. Antonio Brown got better and better and better. But I didn't think Brady looked all that much better. Now, he talked during the offseason that he had a bad knee all year. Mm. And it's starting to look to me like that's not him covering up. Like, he really was playing with a bad knee, because he looks more sure of himself moving around. And if you're rooting against Tampa, that's not good, man.
I also said
there's just too much talent there.
I would also say, too,
they can wheel Brady out there and they can score points.
I would also say, too, that was the fluidity of that offense took a while to come together as a whole. You know, Brady, completely different scheme and style that he was used to. And I think you saw Thursday night, it's come together. And boy, man, I regret not getting Antonio Brown. Huh?
They can't all go off. Evans had the tough matchup and it showed in the results. So that is going to be a team every week. If you really want to get involved, try to find the guy with the tough matchup, fade him and focus on the other guys. But, you know, Gronkowski, Brown, Evans, and Godwin is insane.
Yeah, of course.
That is insane.
Yeah.
You can't, all Brady has to do is get the ball out and it's going to work.
And that's so, what he does. That's what he does.
That team's going to be upsetting. All right. So I'm sorry, buddy. I cut you off. Get back to the Pats.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I mean, for what it's worth, I like Harris at 5,200 and Jacoby at 51. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, you just kind of stole my thunder. I'm looking for Mac Jones to spread it around, you know, and get the offense that the Patriots want to operate back functioning. And the guy I'm really kind of looking at today for fantasy perspective is Jacoby Myers. I think Myers is the guy who could really eat and get targeted a lot and, you know, and make the catch. So I'm excited to see what happens, you know, and the defense is going to be, I think, pretty fierce. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts Miami, you know, because Miami's, they're stacked at receiver on the roster, a little shorter than they want to be today. You know, no Will Fuller, and they've got some guys down. So I think it's going to be a tight, contested match. I don't know how much fantasy action I want in that game, but obviously as a Patriots fan and looking forward to turning the page to the Mac Jones era, I'm excited.
Yeah, I was just talking about, I like those guys with their numbers on DraftKings.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to
steal
your thunder. I do like the Pats defense. I don't know. They're really expensive, 3,900 units. Mm. I was going to hit that later. We can hit it now instead.
Yeah.
So if you've got 3,900 left when you go to your defense, I love the Pats.
Yep.
You know, if am I moving players I want around to fit the Pats in at 39? Probably not. On the Miami side, I think two things. A, I think Waddle's a huge factor in this game.
Yeah.
I think if the Patriots shut Waddle down, they win, period. That's my take. Second, I think Waddle at 3,600 units is really interesting.
Yeah.
On DraftKings.
Yep. That's the one area where the Patriots defense is a little bit light on the secondary. No Gilmore for the first 6 weeks. I don't even know if he's going to be on the team in week 7. We'll see how that plays out. But they're going to try to apply as much pressure up front. And he would be the guy they need to shake loose if they're going to beat the Patriots. That's for sure.
He's so dangerous. I mean, I definitely want some of him at that number. But the thing is, what we're going to find over the course of the rest of the show is that that number doesn't really stick out this week. 3,600 for Waddle doesn't just lock Waddle into all your lineups, as you would think maybe it would.
100%.
But there are other guys in that area who are going to compete with him, as we'll see.
Let me just say, the text line's humming, 37937. You guys were a little sleepy, a little drowsy in August, and I love when the lineup questions come in. I'm going to kind of cycle through them at the break, and we'll start rolling through those as we get later into the show. So thanks. Keep them coming. We'll get rolling. So that's really it on the Pats. I kind of want to see how it operates. You know what I mean? You can only take a look at preseason, right? So I'll have more to kind of say and analyze after I get eyeballs on it, which I'm excited about.
Vegas sees it as a pick 'em game. Basically, the Patriots have home field 3 points. So the game seems pretty close. I sort of like the Patriots in it, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, me too. So let's take a look at some of these games that we want some action in, shall we? And look at some of the guys. You want to go positionally? How do you want to roll through?
Yeah, why don't we go with the positions? We don't have enough time to do a walk of the whole slate. We won't get through four games. At quarterback, I think like Kyler jumps off just at first glance. Huge game in terms of points scored. Vegas sees that game going over 50 pretty cleanly.
Yeah, Cardinals, Titans, there's a lot of offense there. That's a game I want action in for sure.
Yeah, it's not the easiest week to pay for certain things. So I don't know how much of this game I'm actually going to have, but there's certainly a lot that's appealing. The things that sort of jump out to me, I mean, Kyler at 76, if you can afford him, obviously you've got a potential smash player. The thing is, he's probably going to be fairly heavily owned. So I don't know, depending on how you look at ownership rates, that could be a thing. It's also maybe a slightly tougher matchup than people think. Tennessee's defense has improved.
Yep.
It's a road matchup. Arizona's going to be working in some new players. Wouldn't shock me if they were a little whatever. But anyway, the other guys I like here are Edmonds at 4,600. I think he's the healthiest back they have. That's really cheap. This could be a game that he would work well in. And then Rondale Moore all the way down at 3K.
That's
intriguing. Look, it's risky.
Yeah.
We don't know how they're going to use him. You know, I wouldn't like build my whole week around 3K Rondale Moore, but I wouldn't mind dipping, as you like to say, Hackett, I wouldn't mind dipping my beak a little in that as well.
100%.
All he needs is, like, if he gets five touches at 3K, he's going to pay off.
Intriguing player and fun player.
Yeah.
Potentially.
So, yeah, I think him at 3K is interesting. Just, you know, you get back to the Waddle at 3,600. There's a guy who's 600 cheaper. On the Tennessee side, everybody's good, but everybody's expensive. You know, Tannehill 65, definitely stackable with either AJ or Julio. And Derrick Henry, hugely expensive, hasn't gone off early in the season sometimes. So I'm not really on Henry this week, but you know, obviously he's playable. But that whole game is interesting. But Kyler and Tannehill, they're the quarterbacks. Both of them are viable for me this week.
Yeah.
But the guy I really like, the guy I'm sort of focused on more than the other quarterbacks, you know, for price. And I don't think people are going to run to him this week, is Jalen Hurts, at 6,400. So I'm saving $1,200 off Kyler. I'm still getting the foot points, and I'm getting a guy who's probably going to be trailing, I think, on the road against a team that gives up points to running quarterbacks. So Hurts to me is an interesting play this week. The trick would be if you want to stack him with somebody. I'm not exactly hurt, you know, sure who I would be stacking him with. Devontae Smith, his first game as a pro,
right. Could
go that way.
Right.
He's not expensive, but he's not cheap. He's in the mid fours. I think he's, I want to say 46. He might be 45. You could conceivably go with Rieger as well.
Just going to say so, Rieger, you know, it's,
you know,
yeah.
but again, you're Rieger, there's guys in that price range that are much safer.
Yeah.
So, you know, stacking the tight ends is maybe, Smith was 4,500, by the way, stacking the tight ends, you know, if Goddard were playing solo and Hurts were gone, I would maybe consider Goddard, but he's not cheap. So stacking Hurts for me is a little bit dicey. I sort of like just playing him naked and hoping he runs a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, I can beat the stacking people that way.
You could flip it to the Falcons and see what you like on that side. It's kind of maybe.
Well, yeah, you can rather than stacking Hurts, I sort of like doing a bring back, maybe just bring back a Falcon. You know, Pitts is going to be maybe the most heavily owned tight end. You know, Ridley at 79, hugely priced.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to do a Hurts Ridley sort of game stack, the interesting part about it is it's possible people aren't on Ridley simply because everybody's playing Pitts. So that could be an interesting leverage play. A Ryan Ridley stack is another way to go. A Ryan Ridley Pitts game stack is a way to go. So there are definitely ways to play this game that I like. And I like Hurts as sort of my number one overall quarterback. The other quarterback who costs some money, Jim, who I like, I don't know if I'm going to be on him because he's not a foot point guy, but Kirk Cousins is probably going to smash in this game. He's probably going to light Cincinnati up. He's got great receivers who are also probably going to go off, Jefferson and Thielen. All of these guys cost money, though, on a week where it's easy to save money. So I don't know. The pricing may push me away from this game, and then when these guys go off, I'm going to be kicking myself.
Yep.
The other potential problem with Minnesota is that if they get ahead early and it's Dalvin early, then it could just be a Dalvin smash game where Dalvin just runs over Cincinnati completely. So that's one concern. So like, I do think maybe splitting up, I think Minnesota's going off one way or the other. So splitting up your Minnesota exposure maybe into some Dalvin lineups and some Cousins stacks could be a way to go if you're playing multiple lineups. And then on the Cincinnati side, if you get into the Cousins thing, you know, you can bring back Mixon, on a Cousins build if you think they're throwing.
T. Higgins.
Mixon on a Cousins build if they're throwing. But then if you're, you know, if you're playing the Dalvin card, so if you think Minnesota's going to be running all day, then maybe you bring back a cheap T. Higgins at 47 or a cheap Jamar Chase at 48. Or the guy with the best matchup is actually Boyd at 52.
Yeah.
He's going to have the slot, and that's where Minnesota's most vulnerable. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you could play that game too. And the other quarterbacks that I'm sort of on, now again, Kyler, Hurts, Cousins are sort of at the top for me. Obviously, the other elites, Allen's a really good play if you want to pay the 7,400. You know, Mahomes is certainly a good play if you want to go up to 8,100. There's plenty of, you know, if you want to just go big name quarterback, they're all pretty solid.
Yeah.
But the if you want to go cheap at quarterback, which there is, it's interesting. There is some merit to going cheap, because if you go cheap with enough receivers and you go cheap at quarterback, you can literally fit McCaffrey, who's a great play if you can get up to the number. He's 9,500. But you can fit McCaffrey and Cook into your lineup if you're willing to throw enough cheap stuff in there. So that's where the cheap quarterbacks sort of come into play. The two I really like are the Jets QB and then the ex-Jets QB playing each other in Carolina, both all the way down at 5K.
Yeah.
I like Zach Darnold more.
Sam Darnold, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of like Darnold more just because I think the Jets are a little bit more of a house of cards on defense. Whereas Wilson, the thing with Zach Wilson, you have to buy into the Jet offensive line. If you think the Jet offensive line can hold up today, I think Zach Wilson's going to have a good day.
Mm.
I don't think the Jet offensive line is going to hold up.
And that's where Crowder being out is a big factor, because he's there, one of their guys who can really do it underneath and get open quickly, and he can get him to him quickly. So that line is
– Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but in all honesty, Elijah Moore is basically the same kind of player. You know, and Wilson has no relationship or preseason experience with Crowder because Crowder's been out. So now Moore's been out a lot of the preseason too. The guy on the Jets who's obvious, like if there were no prices, you should play Corey Davis.
Mm.
That's the Jet to play. He's been playing all preseason. He's looked really good. He's healthy. He's into the scheme more than the other guys. But he's 4,900, which isn't expensive, but this week it is.
Mm.
All right. Elijah Moore, who's going to, you know, now be playing, who knows, maybe every down, right? Because Crowder's out. Elijah Moore's at 3K.
Yeah, that's significant. That's $2,000.
So,
yeah.
You know, whether to play Davis or Moore is a very tough choice. Here's another one. You know, the Jets traded away Herndon, and they may be in the throw mode today. Tyler Kroft, look, he's not sexy, but he's not terrible either. He's at the tight end floor at 2,500. So there are a lot of ways you could play the Jets. If you think the Jets are going to be functional throwing the ball, if you think they can block at all, then you could play Davis and Moore together for under 8K. You can play Moore and Kroft together for under 6K and get a fairly good block of the Jet production.
That's a good build.
And then spend huge at other positions. So I do think the Jets are interesting in terms of ways you, because the Jets have a fairly thin distribution of touches and targets. If we're discounting the backs, is a mess.
Yeah.
But with the pass distribution. Then on the other side with Carolina, you know, everybody is interesting. Darnold at 5K, I think, is going to throw a ton. And, you know, we talked about McCaffrey. DJ Moore, no one's going to play him at 61. And I think he's a good play. He may light the Jets up. So I think exposure to DJ Moore makes sense if you're doing a lot of lineups. Mm. Robbie Anderson will probably be the hot play because he's going against the Jets.
Right.
He's working with his old quarterback. You're going to have that revenge game narrative. He just got paid. So I think a lot of people are going to play Robbie Anderson, which is fine. I like it. But, you know, don't forget about Terrace Marshall all the way down at 3K. If this game ends up being an air show, Marshall's going to pay off at 3K.
Yeah.
So really, you can stack Darnold. You can stack Sam Darnold in a game stack and bring back your favorite Jet. You can play this game in a lot of different ways and get cheap production. Vegas has it at about 45 points. I think it's going over 50 myself.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is an interesting game. I think it's a game that a lot of people won't have the confidence to play it. So I wouldn't be scared of playing the Jets or the Panthers. You know, I wouldn't go too hog wild and play too many players from this game.
Yep.
Darnold with one or two and a Jet bring back is probably the most I would go.
What's interesting there, Peters, there's a lot,
then,
there's
you
a
know,
lot
just
of games.
One more quarterback.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence at 62.
I was going to mention
him out. I really like Trevor Lawrence at 62.
Just before you go, I just wanted to say, like, you know, there's a lot of games that kind of pop off the page, right, for a lot of offense. Cardinals, Titans, Steelers, Bills, Browns, Chiefs, obviously, Packers, Saints. So that Carolina-Jets game is actually an interesting one where you can kind of differentiate a little bit because I think a lot of money is going to be spent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much – I don't – of those games you mentioned, I don't know – I mean, some of them aren't huge offensively in terms of Vegas. I don't know which ones will – I don't know where the ownership is going to focus. Arizona-Tennessee, sure. You know, that game, some of these things are sort of oblong. Like, I mean, I like the Pittsburgh offense. I like the Buffalo offense, but they're both playing against good defenses and Vegas has that game under 50. So, you know, that's a tough one to sort of parse out. People are expensive. I sort of like the Pittsburgh trailing, you know, maybe get some access to Deontay or Claypool.
Right.
I think are the ways I would go.
Yep.
Personally, I would avoid Juju. And certainly Najee Harris is going to touch the ball a ton. But that's not an easy matchup. And obviously there's plenty of Bills that are good to play. If you want to pay for Allen, he's great. If you want to play for Diggs at 76, he's great. Maybe going down to Gabe Davis if they rule out Emmanuel Sanders could be a move.
Yep.
But it's a challenging slate in terms of trying to focus on any one particular game. I mean, another game, like you mentioned about the Jets Carolina, that, you know, is interesting in terms of maybe people stay away with the number. I think the Chargers and Washington are similar.
Yep.
I don't really like anybody on the Charger side, and I don't really love Washington either. Like, I think they have the game right, but what's interesting about this game to me is the Washington side. I think McLaurin and Gibson are great plays.
Yeah. 'Cause
I think they're both well priced, and I just feel like with Samuel dinged, the target and touch distribution on that team could be like, it really could just be McLaurin, Gibson, whatever they can get to the tight end and whatever they can get to McKissick. But, you know, those guys I think are just priced way down for what they could do.
Yeah. This is a day in that game to go with the two alpha guys, McLaurin and Gibson. I think it kind of pops off the page that way. So good stuff in terms of kind of setting up your daily lineups and what ways to look at the slate and how to stack it. We got a ton of texts coming in, Pete, at 37937. So I want to hit some lineup stuff when we get back after the break. More of the Fantasy Football Hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Up next.
Back to the Fantasy Football Hour. Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on Sports Radio WEEI.
All All right, welcome back. Sports Radio, WEEI, the Fantasy Football Hour. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson joining you. First half of the show, we dived a lot into how to kind of look at the game slate and see where the best plays are at the quarterback position. Get into some receivers now because there are a lot of them. And your questions are firing in at 37937. We're going to hit the last round. We're going to do a lightning round, a real one, and actually answer those questions. So keep them coming. I'm logging them down.
Kitty up.
Yeah. So let's roll in.
So,
get some receivers on the mind.
Receivers are really interesting this week, in my opinion, just in that there's so many of them, they're viable. And that brings us, like, it's a good point to just make on the slate as a whole. And I think most people are out there, you know, most of us don't make like 50 DraftKings lineups every week. We make maybe a handful. We only make one, right? And this is a challenging board for folks who only make a couple lineups because there is so much that's good. So it's really easy to put a lineup together and go, oh, that looks really good.
Yeah, it looks great when you look at it, but is it going to make you any money? That's the
Yeah, well, question. I mean, and I mean lineups that will perform, but it's going to be a week where there are a lot of players who do well. So you're going to want to, you know, take a good look. Don't do a short look at the field is what I'm saying. Like, for example, Jim, here are a list of receivers that are all under 4K. Valdez Scantling, who I think is a great leverage play against Davante Adams. Like, if you're not playing Davante, you should consider playing MVS. If he goes off, you're really going to have huge leverage on people who play Davante. Mm. I love him as a play. It's a long shot, but it's a great
play. When he hits, he hits big. That's the thing about him.
So, again, if you're not playing Adams, Rodgers is going to throw TDs.
Yep.
So, you know, anyway, I think he's a good leverage play. Paris Campbell. 3,700. Mm-hmm. I love him as a very few people are going to play him against Seattle. Hilton is out. Elijah Moore, we talked about, 3K, yep. The Jets. Rondale Moore, 3K for Arizona. Waddle, 3,700. Terrace Marshall, 3K. We talked about him before. Callaway, who we talked about in the Saints, is 34.
Yeah.
Okay. Nico Collins, who could be playing from behind. No one's going to play this guy. He's 36. Marvin Jones is down around 34. Mm. It's insane how cheap some of these guys are. So you can get, you know, enough of these guys in your lineup. You can fit in the McCaffreys and the Dalvin Cooks if you want to. Now there's some great receivers who cost money too. We talked about Thielen and Jefferson. We talked about McLaurin. We talked about DJ Moore. We talked about Calvin Ridley. And we just mentioned Adams, who I think is a good play if you don't mind paying, but Tyreek Hill is a great play.
Yeah.
If you can pay the money. I think maybe my favorite plays is I want a Seattle receiver in all of my lineups, maybe even my cash lineups. Yeah. I want either Lockett or Metcalf in my lineup. And I'm leaning a little bit towards Metcalf. But, you know, I think most of my lineups will have one of those guys in them because I just think it's such a huge smash spot in terms of Russell Wilson going against those corners.
Yep. And Gerald Everett might be able to eat a little bit today as well at that tight end. He's kind of an intriguing player in both daily if you're looking to save money at some points. And you know, I think he could pop a little bit, but a little off the track.
Not interested in him this week. I'm interested in him maybe seasonally as a guy, you know, to stash kind of thing. Mm. Tight ends this week, to me, it's like, I don't know, I'm pretty locked in. You've got Pitts at 44. So he's so low priced to have him at 44 with that kind of upside. The trick, Jim, is that Pitts is going to be so heavily owned. Like, so many people are going to roster Pitts. There's some game theory to get away from him, but paying up for Kelce is ridiculous, right? Because you're going from Pitts at 44 to get to Kelce, you have to go to 83. Mm. So I don't know how many people are going to want to, you know, give up that 4K just to get off of Pitts. And I think Kittle's viable at about 6K as well.
Yeah.
6,300, excuse me. So, you know, there's a lot of good tight end plays. You know, if you want to get away from it, I think I might have mentioned this before. I think going all the way down to Croft for the Jets at 2,500 makes sense.
Look, he's got hands. He's done it before. Again, he's not a sexy player.
Okay.
He can catch. He can get open. He can catch the ball, and that's what they need there. So
in tournaments, you want to get to like 4X production over price, and he will get you there, I think. Another guy, if you wanted to go that way, is maybe Conklin on the Vikings. Mm. I just feel like they have so many places to throw the football high volume that he could get lost very easily. Mm. But I do think at 29, he's viable.
Yeah.
So anyway, receiver is a position that really is going to define what you can do at running back. So I think going with your lineup construction this week, like build at receiver first on some, maybe running back first on some others to see where that has you ending up. And we talked about the Pittsburgh receivers too. I think Deontay and Claypool are both really good plays. Yeah. So there's just so much out there that's good at receiver. I think, you know, play the high price guys that you're comfortable with, that you really like, but spend some time on these cheap guys, you know, spread it around, get exposure to the guys you want. If you hit the right low price guys, you really could do really well this week.
It feels opportunistic at wide receiver this week, and that could change once they suck it into the season and the price values adjust.
How much time do we have left before we jump?
Yeah, we got
some time.
Because I know
last segment's going to be lightning round.
We're cool. Okay. We can get into some questions. You can keep going on some different thoughts on
this. Let's hit the running backs just so people know. The running backs this week are really good. I've got sort of a six-back core that I'm working around, which is McCaffrey and Dalvin and Kamara. Those are sort of obvious, obviously. But I think James Robinson is
James
a potential
this week, yeah.
Guy at 6,400. I don't know how much Carlos Hyde's going to get. It may be enough that it will annoy us. I'm not sure, but I think certainly some exposure to Robinson, maybe stacking him with that Jaguars defense against the Texans could make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And then I like Mike Davis at 5,200. He's going to catch a lot of passes. And then Antonio Gibson, we talked about before, at 59. Yep. So McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, James Robinson, Davis, and Gibson. That's sort of my core running back group. And then, you know, do we want to just hit a couple defenses?
Sure. Yeah.
I know sometimes people struggle, like, which defense should I play? And, I think the defenses to play this week sort of, to me, it's fairly obvious. I've got about six of them that I like. We talked about the Patriots. I like the Patriots.
Yep.
I think the Broncos at Giants at 33 makes sense.
That one feels right. Because the Giants are a little bit banged up. Yeah.
Yeah, the Packers at 3,500 going against Jameis Winston. I'm always cool with that. Jameis can throw picks. Same kind of principle applies to the Chargers at the football team. Great pass rush, Derwin James, Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, Fitzpatrick could throw four touchdowns. He could throw four picks. We don't know. So I think that's a good one. I think the Bills at home against Roethlisberger all the way down to 25 is pretty good. And then if you're just absolutely desperate and you need money, the Jets at 2,400 against Darnold, who can be a turnover machine, or all the way down to 2K Atlanta at home could make some sense.
Yeah.
So those are the defenses I like.
How about the Niners against the Lions?
If you can pay up for the 49ers, if you can actually get up to whatever it is, 4,200, it's something insane. Yeah, that's a great play.
It feels like you're playing the Bears. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
getting to 4,200 for a defense is tough.
Yeah.
But if you can get there, I agree with you. It's a great play.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having trouble getting to 39 for the Pats. So 42, you know, if here's one way and it's funny you brought them up. One way I have played the 49ers, I do have them rostered on several teams, but it's a Trey Sermon at 4,500 at running back stack.
Sure.
That's how I got the money going all the way to 4,500 for Sermon.
Yeah, it makes sense. I know it's going to be commonplace to pick the defense that's going against the Lions all year long. My theory is jump on it early because, I mean, it's a tough price for the Niners this week, but it's only going to get higher because they're going to fall apart quickly. They're apart already. They're broken already going into the season. So that was kind of the thought process there. But, cool. So those are some good thoughts in terms of kind of doing the build. I agree with you on the running backs. Yeah. Like Gibson.
We got through all the positions.
Yeah.
So we got through it.
Yeah. So let's hit some questions. 37937, the texters are coming in and a lot of redraft questions. And one of the guys you just mentioned who I like to talk about is Mike Davis. So 401 is looking at Mike Davis or Raheem Mostert at flex in a, PPT. I don't think it's a PowerPoint league. I'm sure it's PPR. So Mike Davis or Mostert? I'm on Davis there.
I'm on Davis too. I mean, certainly Mostert has the ceiling element, but the problem with Mostert, if he doesn't get it in the first half, you may not see Mostert in the second.
Right.
Because that game, like you just mentioned, could be a huge blowout, which is why I actually played Sermon with the defense, thinking they would give Sermon the second half carries versus Mostert. Just makes sense, right? Mostert will probably do really well in that first half. He could outscore Davis in a half, but Davis should be playing for four quarters.
100%. Let's see. This thing's moving so quickly. At the break, I got to write these down because the screen, I'm like reading it, and then the screen jumps on me. It's pretty funny.
If we don't get to a question, Jim and I will be on Twitter after the show. So I'm more than happy to go through some questions on Twitter. Yeah. Anybody we miss, I will. Just hit me. I'll go through my mentions and I'll make sure I hit you.
Yeah, pizza at Rotobon and I'm at WEI Hacksaw. We can roll from there.
Rotobahn.
There you go.
At Twitter.
Fast track to fantasy domination. All right. 508. We've got Kareem Hunt in it could be an absolute shootout. Browns and the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt or the rookie Javonte Williams in half-point PPR, and Javonte at Denver is taking on the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are very close. I would probably roll Hunt just because we know what we're getting to on some level, but those guys are similar plays. They're both B running backs to the A back, and it's going to be up to the coaching staffs how much the second back gets. You know, in that Cleveland's going to be chasing, I think Hunt has to be involved. So yeah. I think I would go Hunt.
That was my
tough call, though. That it doesn't matter which way you go, that can blow up on you.
Yeah. So. My personal thought on this is exactly the last thing that you just said, which is that if the Browns are going to compete in that game, they're going to have to be chucking it at some point. And that keeps Hunt on the field. So that's the way I'm viewing it on that one. Let's see. 207. We talked Pats and Finns earlier in the show. Jalen Waddle or Cole Beasley. I don't even think that's close. I'm going Waddle there.
I think it's probably close, but I would go Waddle too for upside.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm interested to see what happens, you know, with Buffalo. I mean, obviously they've got Diggs, they've got Beasley, they've got Sanders when he's healthy, they've got Gabe Davis. A lot of places to go. I love Beasley in PPR because he's kind of like that binky, that security blanket. But in a play like that, to me, Waddle kind of pops off the screen. Let's take a peek at some more of these. 505, Miles Gaskin or James Conner. And we hit Chase Edmonds earlier, which it just, I want to talk about that for a second in terms of Arizona.
I would go Gaskin there.
You would go Gaskin? No, I know. But on Arizona, yep. Are you like a 60-40 on Chase Edmonds, Connor? Or do you have a kind of a feel on that? We'll know more.
No,
obviously,
I don't have
today.
A feel at all. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. I have no feel. It's going to be how they perform.
Edmonds will get the first shot though. I'm thinking, who knows? But I mean,
I mean, I like Edmonds more this week. I think this matchup plays to him.
Yeah, against the Titans.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Edmonds there. Another Edmonds question. The reason I'm kind of targeting him is he's coming up a lot. 401, Chase Edmonds or Mike Davis in full point PPR. I'd go Davis there too.
It's close, but I'd go Davis too.
Let's see. And back to that Connor question. You like Gaskin. The Patriots are going to stuff the run this year, but you like Gaskin quite a bit today?
Yeah. No, I like him more than Connor.
Yeah. Let's see. 508.
Connor could be like nothing today for all we know. So I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, it's hard to read him. It's hard to see.
It's Gaskin. For me, that's clean. What's the next one?
Let's see. 505 has a tight end question. It's Mike Gesicki against the Pats or Hunter Henry back against the Dolphins. That's close.
That's a tough one. I'd go Gesicki because the role's more sound.
Yeah.
But it's close. I mean, either one could win that one. I think Gesicki's more established and they're down some receivers, so I'd go with Gesicki.
I'll tell you, if you flip that and it was Jono, I'd probably go the other way, but where it's Henry, I'm with you there. All right, we're going to do a lightning round when we get back. Fantasy football, or more of that coming. NFL Sunday to follow.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Stay with us.
It's New England's ultimate fantasy football experience. The Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, little Red Hots.
Yeah, get it going. Sports Radio, WEEI, the Fantasy Football, the final segment, your segment, guys. And I got to say, our texters, Pete, our listeners are getting smarter. You know what I mean? I'm not getting the 500-person differential on questions here. They're getting tighter and harder, so we got our work cut out for us. And we've covered a lot of DFS, kind of how to build your rosters, focus mostly on quarterbacks and receivers, and now we're going to strike it hard with the lightning round here and get your questions answered for today, for week one. You ready, Pete?
Yeah.
All right, let's fire away. 413 is in a PPR format, tight end question. It's a close one. Tonyan against Noah Fant. I think I like Tonyan.
I'd play Fant.
You would?
It's very close, though.
It is close.
Yeah, I'd play Fant. I just think he's better bet for volume.
The only rational.
It's a really, you know, I would have no problem going Tanya either, but I would go Fant.
Yeah. I just saw the, I just think there's a lot of points being scored in that. That's why I'm kind of looking there. But that's a close one. Gut instinct there. 401 PPR is a good one. Mike Davis or Damian Harris against the Finns.
I would go Davis, but, you know, it's sort of close.
Yeah. If you're a homer, you could go with Harris there. I would pick play Davis as well. 781 has got a flex question in standard scoring. He's got Raheem Mostert or Robbie Anderson.
That's really, really close. Robbie Anderson. Yeah, that's really close. I mean, I would probably go with the running back. I'd probably go with the running back there.
I just we were talking a lot about that Carolina Jets game, and so that's a tough one. But you know,
yeah, it's super close. If you're feeling Robbie Anderson, I would have no problem, you know, going the other way. But I would probably go with the running back in a smash game.
774 has got Javonte Williams or Mike Davis. I'm Mike Davis on that one.
I'm sorry. Give me the first one.
Javonte Williams.
Oh yeah. Look, Javonte has smash potential, but he has number two potential. So yeah, I'd go with the guy who's starting. Davis.
Mike Davis has no real competition there other than Wayne Gallman. It's just really kind of a handcuff there. So
yeah, I mean, unless it's not PPR or something like that. In PPR, Davis is going to get 5 or 6 free points.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. 508 is in a PPR. He's got another close one. Well, PPR flex. He's looking at Jacoby Myers or Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis there, although I like Myers today.
And it's full PPR, you said?
Yeah.
Close. That's one. Like really close. I'd go Myers. But it's really close. I like both of them.
Yeah. More upside. You can't go Davis, wrong there. But Myers is going to get, I think he's going to get his well, targets today.
In full
for sure.
PPR, I feel like Jacoby could catch a lot of balls. Yeah. It may only be 8 for 72 or something. I don't know. But I like his floor a lot this week.
Interesting.
Aguilar's
one.
Dinged up, and he's got a tough matchup.
Yeah. Interesting. As interesting one is they both have rookie quarterbacks in their first game today. So that's going to be a fun one to watch. Let's see. 781 needs an RB2. He's got. Ingram or Gaskin? You're going Gaskin there, caller. No doubt about that. I would avoid.
I'm sorry, Gaskin or
Ingram? I would avoid Houston entirely. That's kind of my thought process.
Yeah, I would go Gaskin.
Yeah.
Well, Ingram's got some potential, but I would go Gaskin.
617 is in a standard lead. Hold on a second. I kind of
whistling on air. Not good.
I'm having trouble reading my notes. I'm gonna. Sorry, 617. I'll get to you later. I can't read what I wrote. 508. This is an interesting one. Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, or OBJ?
I'd play Chase.
Chase is in a matchup against the Vikings. I like he and Higgins too, so I think I would lean Chase on that one. The Waddle's not far off my list on that.
Lightning
one.
Round.
I hear you. You're more guilty than me.
Do
I'm
you?
Not thinking out loud here.
I don't think I am. 401,
Deontay Johnson. Rookie Rondell Moore in Arizona or Tyler Boyd in PPR?
Deontay.
Yeah, Deontay, and then Boyd would be second on my list on that one. 617 and a flex. Don't know the scoring. T. Higgins or Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Without the scoring, I'm going to say Helaire.
Yeah, I'd play the running back.
Let's see. 401, we've got Noah Fant or Logan Thomas. I would go
very close. I would play Fant.
Yeah, me too.
Thomas has a tough. Thomas has Derwin James, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would stay away from Derwin James there.
We were talking earlier in the show that Washington, really the guys to play today are Antonio Gibson and McLaurin. So I think Fant's probably a safer play there.
Lightning round.
Let's see. you're enjoying yourself over there. 617.
Hey,
this is a closer one.
Point it out.
617. Deontay Johnson or Robert Woods?
Woods. Close.
Very
that's
close.
Really close, yeah. Though.
That's a coin flip. If you want to hit me at WEI Hacksaw and give you time to noodle on that, I will. I'm that's a split decision for me. Let's see. 781. He's got Herbert.
I really would have no trouble going Woods there or Deontay.
Yeah, could be
I like him both.
Could be a gut feel. 781 as a quarterback question. Justin Herbert against the football team or Matty Ice against Philly? I'm going Herbert.
I'm going Matty Ice.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't like Matty Ice, so you know I just like that matchup a lot better.
That's why I gave you the really. Yeah. All right. So listen, if we didn't get your question, you can hit us on Twitter. I'm at WEI Hacksaw. Pete's at Rotobon. And you can always go to Rotobon.com. All the rankings are free. And we'll get you as many questions answered as we can. So thanks for joining us. And good luck with the DFS lineups. Good luck in redraft as we move on to week one. Enjoy, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.